decide how much you can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future. But all there will ever be is what's happening here. And the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it. Not the least of which was that you could fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love. How will you serve the world? What do they need that your talent can provide? That's all you have to figure out. As someone who's done what you're about to go and do, I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. Everything you gain in life will rot and fall apart, and all that will be left of you is what was in your heart. That peace that we're after lies somewhere beyond personality, beyond the perception of others, beyond that vision of disguise, even beyond effort itself. You can join the game, fight the wars, play the form all you want, but to find real peace, you have to let the armor go. Your need for acceptance can make you invisible in this world. Don't let anything stand in the way of the light that shines through this form. Risk being seen in all of your glory. Because ultimately, we're not the avatars we create. We're not the pictures on the film stock. We're the light that shines through. All else is just smoke and mirrors, distracting, but not truly compelling.